talking about Kabbalahs. Not Kabbalistic. Kabbalistic Kabbalahs, but Kabbalahs. So the idea that Kabbalah has to be something which is realistic, or something which is tailored for the person. Kabbalah has to be something which, and it has to be part of a larger program. There has to be a greater goal which a person wants to accomplish with this process, which will move them to point X, wherever that point is. So when you're talking about Kabbalahs which are not in the world of Midas, it's sometimes it's much easier to quantify them. A person says, you know, I want to learn a certain amount, I want to give a certain amount of stock, I want to, the person that's dealing with the Midas, they have a Kabbalah. So make a Kabbalah. It's hard to make, you know, I'm gonna be more, you know, more outgoing, I mean more humble. You know, you're talking about the core issue, you're talking about the actions. Usually Kabbalah is in the world of the actions, and really many times the place that you want to correct is not the actions, but the core issue inside of the person. So the best Kabbalah, the ultimate Kelim says, is to learn Mussar. The Kabbalah, which fuels all of the Kabbalahs, is learning Mussar. So now, I'm going to take the word Mussar in a very broad sense. It, you know, Mussar can mean, you know, what we translate as, you know, the heavy Mussar. You need to correct yourself all the time. It could be upbeat. You know, the thought that you're a greater person, you deserve better. But it's the main thrust of that. All of that has to be two things. It has to be, you know, the area, thinking about contemplating the area you want to reach. And B, the message that you can do it. Yeah, see, the message that a person can change. Because a part of the Yetzirah's argument is, this is the way I am, take me or leave me. I have an attitude. Russia is, and you know, you're stuck with only Rheingold. The Rheingold comes in shape X, and that's it. Can't recreate ourselves. And that's a mistake. A person can't. Will a person necessarily be as good at it as a person who's born naturally into it? No. You know, not necessarily. Maybe yeah, maybe no. But that doesn't have to be necessarily true. But it's irrelevant. I can become much more proficient at it. Certain people are very musically inclined. Just like, you know, hear a tune, be able to repeat it afterwards immediately, you know, write out the notes. Right. No. Agatha was saying about his father. His father could listen to a tune one time and write the notes of the music of the tune. I can't do that. Probably he had a natural ability to it. If I practiced many years, I'd probably get pretty good at it. Right? Will I be as natural as he is? No, but well, I don't have to measure myself against him. I have to measure myself against the fact that I can accomplish something. So a person, you know, one person will naturally be that he never gets, he's a chilled out person. I'm not a chilled out person. I'm not. It doesn't mean I can't work on it and I'll get some level of proficiency to it. So, but the process is going to, so the point I'm saying is that the person, part of the process of what you're contemplating, learning, discussing is the idea that you can do it. And there's a tremendous amount of weight which says over there that you can't. Your attitudes about yourself, because you've tried before and you haven't been successful. The comments you hear from other people, like, why don't you just, you know, I can't just. So, well, it sounds like it's so easy. Everybody else, why is it so hard for me? Must be there's something wrong with me. I can't do it. Type of thought process. The answer is nothing wrong with you. You're different than everybody else. The person truly does not understand you, and that's okay. You don't understand them either. Right? Each person is different. So a combination of those thought processes would allow you to believe that you could do it. A, and then the learning about, thinking about, talking about the area, how important it is to you. So those make it, you know, somewhat make it, the fact that it's not quantifiable or so quantifiable, less they alleviate the problem to some extent, because the issue over here isn't the quantifiability, it's the issue of the Kabbalah is a more broader type of a Kabbalah. If in conjunction with that you can create some type of act which has accountability, so that's a very, very positive thing. There's a board from Yaakov Galinsky that on last week's parasha. It's a fascinating mashal. I've heard from different versions of it at different times. It touched me. Right? The Gaon says in Eben Shlomo, the Kol Sheyir Sketoy Kedelas Chachmosa Chachmosa Miskiyemis. He says Yir Sketoy means a person has to make gedorim for himself, personal gedorim. Right, so there are halacha kedorim, which a person has, everybody has to do, and that's my personal kedorim. So I gave you one mashal. I think I gave it, given, you know, over time. That when I went to this room dentist in Cleveland, and his hygienist is a woman, and I told him I really prefer, you know, they have a male hygienist, I really prefer using a male hygienist, I don't like a woman touching me. So he says to me, Rashi Reiser Gosman comes and has a woman hygienist, you know, uses a woman hygienist. I said, that's fine for him, you know, I'm sure that he has a problem with it, but I personally have a problem with it, and I really prefer if I wouldn't be touched by a woman. I know what I need my gedorim, like, don't tell me how I'm supposed to live my life, you know, like, I didn't say it was halachic issue. I'm a guy from Kent, I'm telling you, I personally need this, you know, and I didn't say it in, you know, such strong terms, but like, you know, like we're discussing apples and oranges. I'm not discussing halacha liyaser and mutter. I say all the argument. Clearly, it's halacha liyaser if the Rashi was doing it. As I personally have this need, right? He doesn't have that need. Baruch Hashem, you know. So yiras chet is the ability to make your own personal gedorim. He says. When a person doesn't make his own personal gedorim because he's embarrassed by other people, like, you know, everything, I'm weird, I'm careful with this thing because, like, they don't need to do it, and why do I need to do it? What's something wrong with me? I'd rather not. So he's putting other people's attitudes before his own person, Kodesh Baruch Hu's, and his needs. So that's not very healthy, as he puts it. So look at the parasha. The parasha says, right. So now you remember the parsha before we weeded out the Anshim Mecham, we weeded them out, right? So who do we weed out? So we got the guy who was there, and he didn't take the suing yet. The guy who planted the care. Then it says Ishayar Barach Aleva. So the Chosin of Kiva and Kiva says it means he's partially scared. He's scared for war. So he says, no, it means a person is scared from a vera should be other. So Yerushalmi says, according to him, even a person that the vera was speaking one time between the Shayyad and the Shayroj, he's out. So the people going out to the war, right, are from the upper echelons of Klal Yisrael. The famous Maisa and Brisk, you know, that Brisk, you think, we picture Brisk, we think we're kind of Brisker, you know, there was this fry secular element in the Brisk, it was, you know, quite a thorn in the side of the road. And one year they decided to put on a play, like making fun of the Torah, and they're making fun of the play was about the day of the Jewish boy, they had to go to war. So they start out with, you know, this big crowd on the stage over there, they're going to go out to war, and then the Kohen comes and makes an announcement, you know, already, you know, people who planted the Kerem and weren't Mechala yet, and some people walk up the stage. And this family says, you know, every year from the Veris should be other, you should leave. And the picture, and the last scene is they have two old elderly men on canes tottering there, the Vilna Gaon and the Shagas Aryeh, right? And then they close the curtain, everybody laughs, right? The conversation, they told the conversation, he says they were 100% right. They didn't realize that they went out to war and they won. That's the Jewish war army. And this Jewish army, the Vilna Gaon and the Shagas Aryeh, goes out to war and sees it, and Chashat the boy, the Chazal say, Yetzahara, we have to be mad, because Yaakim out to Behet, he's in the Beisr, the Shagas Aryeh, and the Vilna Gaon, right? You know, what are we talking about? What's supposed to be the thing? The war is, it's Stipler, Ramosha, or Bianca. You know, you want to get, you know, we'll throw in Ruderman and Rashir Cutler for, you know, for a good. That's the war, you know. And Pasha, if you don't want to head to the Galubias, what are we talking about? So Sitkis doesn't mean that you don't have a Yitzhar. Sitkis means you can have a Yitzhar which might be 10 times bigger than somebody else. Sitkis means that you've learned how to deal with it. You control your environment. You even set up a gedorim for the situation that you're not in control. Right? But then the situations we have total zero control. So what's supposed to happen then? You haven't necessarily, you know, yes, we hope from a drinker person is with the The Baal HaTanya refers to this madrega of his kafya, which you force yetzer. This madrega of his hapla, where you're able to change it. That's quite a madrega. It doesn't always happen to every single person. It happens in every area. I might want to hapach one area. So we say, look at me. This, who knows what? I'm not getting anywhere. Right, I still have this big yetzer over this thing. No, it doesn't mean anything wrong with you. It means that you're normal. It just means that you need to make create. And your tzitzis is not that you don't have the yetzer. Isn't you don't have? Is that you create gedar for yourself? So the goal of the avoda of the tikkunim is your hope is you make a gedorim and make a gedorim and you wean yourself off of the issue, it becomes that much less enticing for you. There'll still be challenges. And the more says the story, you know, we have the picture of the Gemara. The more says the person named Amram Chassid. So not too many people in the Gemara got the title Chassid. Right? Beyond the tzaddik, a Chassid. The more says the story of Amram Chassid that he was tempted by a woman. Right? So what did he do? I see the chassid. He screams out, Nur Yerbe Amram. He screams out, you know, there's a fire. So everybody came running in, they didn't see any fire, they saw him with the woman. So obviously he was embarrassed and he was able to, you know, control himself. So the chassid said to Rabbi Amram, you embarrassed us. Right, the people in the street are going to think, look at rabbis, look what they do, you know. Like, you know, those ice work. He says, it's better I should be embarrassed, this will not embarrass the world to come. What's in the Gemara? Ram Chassid, he's called Ram Chassid. Right? His Chassid was the ability to recognize the fact they had a problem and address it with whatever was necessary to do. Even if it was embarrassing. That's his Chassid. Chassid wasn't, you know, he was this little tzaddik, you know, walked around with this little cane, you know, right? And he never looked at any. Thing. Yeah, there are dragons and people like that. Baruch Hashem. Right?
What would practically
be? You know, each person has to recognize where they are on the spectrum. Well, that it's hard to answer that question. Right? One of the big discussions about you know, the whole discussion about the internet, you know, us or mutter. The internet is not us or mutter. The issue with the internet is it's an area where gedorim become very challenging. So a person would have, if a person needs it, a person has to create very strong gedorim. That's an area which is, you know, like Rami used to say, we think about it, you know, when a person wanted to do something wrong, when we were bachurim, it was a lot more challenging than nowadays. The person wanted to, you know, he had to, you know, like, you know, in New York, he had to, you know, pick up from yeshiva, go on the subway to get to a certain place, to do certain, you know, over here, like, you know, like, well, it's, you know, I once heard from Rizal Talbert, he says a fascinating thing. He says, you know, he was once he went for a seminar, he was speaking, you know, he ended, you know, over Shabbos, he could speak, stay up the whole night, he could speak when these people are coming from, etc. But the Shabbos, right, did the same thing. The next day, his plane gets delayed. And it gets canceled. So he's on the West Coast, and his plane's canceled. The next flight is the next day. So they put him on the next flight, and they book him a hotel. So it's, you know, one of these fancy hotels over there. He walks in, and there's this screen the size of the whole wall, you know, with, you know, available like 40 million channels, you know, like, you know. Right? So he takes out his Gemara and starts doing his Davim, and he falls asleep. So he wakes up a few hours later on top of his Gemara. He says, you know, my Zayda was a traveling, you know, he's a peddler. He got up every single morning at 4 o'clock in the morning. He would learn. Then he would go out and walk around all the different towns. He'd get attacked by the dogs and by the peasants and who knows what. He'd come home late at 8 o'clock at night and he would learn every night. He was exhausted. He never fell asleep once on his Gemara. And he'd look at me, I'm embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed. He says, one thing I can give a Kodesh Baruch Hu is my Zayda couldn't give. So I'm sitting in this room right now. There's nobody here, and I can access every single, you know, Dizengoff and Times Square and Piccadilly and, you know, and I'll ding with one click of a button, and I can say no to it. I can say no. That no, my Zayda can never give to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I can't give my Bada Gemara to Kodesh Baruch Hu. My Zayda was able to give, but the no, I can give to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right. So, but I wouldn't advise a person to take out hotel rooms to sit in the thing and say no. You know, so that's what, you know, unfiltered internet is, you know, in many ways is that. That's what he's saying. Let's take out a hotel room and sit over there and say no. You know, maybe yeah, maybe no. And I'm not saying that the person, you know, can't. Some people aren't challenged by it. Some people are. But we went a little bit off topic where I wanted to go over the, you know, the nekuda of Kabbalah. We'll talk a little more also, you know, tomorrow. But this nekuda of that each person has to recognize where they are in the spectrum. So one person, you know, what his needs are for his Kabbalah was different than somebody else's. Again, a lot of this whole discussion about internet, you know, is, you know, I think the argument is if it's not really necessary, then you don't have a right to be yourself into the challenge. A person that's necessary is necessary. What's called necessary? You know, how necessary is necessary? I have on my phone, I got myself a more advanced phone. I don't want to use it for internet. Texting, I get a lot of shots with texting, so texting is much easier with this phone. So I have on something called WebCover. WebCover costs $4.99 a month, and every single activity on the phone is sent to my wife. So every time I use an app, even if it's not playing today, this app is for how long it was used. If you go to a website, which I don't know, I haven't used, they tell you where they went and how long you were there for. So that's pretty embarrassing. If I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing, right? So I won't be doing it. It costs me $5 a month. You know, it's not bad. You know, and they also have filtering for different types of phones. They have filtering. They have, you know, and there's even more potent things for somebody who needs more. You know, but I should have the phone. So I shouldn't even have the phone. You know, they'll argue that this is the point where he needs to be. And shouldn't even have the phone. Whereas I need the phone. You know, so each person has to figure out where they're holding it.